We're holding then your Dalet Amud Beis, second line. It happened once Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai was riding on a donkey, and he was going on the road. Hagos Bachad that he was leaving Yerushalayim, the Yotzim Yerushalayim. Rabbi Lozman ben Aruch v'chamer Acher. Rabbi Lozman ben Aruch was riding on a donkey behind him to learn from him. Hagos Bach says, Amaloi, as they're riding, Rabbi Lozman ben Aruch says to him, Rebbe, Shneili Perek Echad Ma'aseh Merkava. Please teach me one chapter of Ma'aseh Merkava. Zakkai says, I can't. Haven't I taught you? You can't. You're not supposed to teach the Merkava even to a Yachid. Unless he's a Chacham who's able to understand things on his own. You're not on that level yet. Now, how does he think that Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch is not on that level yet? And he says on him, Kamaya and Misgabir and Pirkei Avos. Okay, we'll talk. Let's continue the story and then we'll talk about it. Amaloi, so Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch tells him, in that case, Rebbe, Tarsheni, Loi Melefanecha, Dava Echad Shil Mantani. Would you give him permission then to say over in front of you one thing that you taught me from Ma'aseh Merkava? Which Marsha asks, if Rabbi Elazar ben Zakkai said you're not ready for it, then how does he know, Bechlal? So he says that we know the famous story that Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch moved to a city called Yom Sif, so the story of Shabbos, and forgot his learning, and eventually his chaverim came to visit him, and they found he realized how much he had forgotten, and then they davened for him, and he got back all his knowledge. This was so before all that story, Rabbi Yosef and Zakkai had taught him things of Ma'aseh Merkava. Now, after that story, after Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch had forgotten everything and gotten it back, Rabbi Yosef felt that he's not on the level for it. But Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch said, okay, let me at least say over one thing that you taught me from the old times. That's what... He wants to be able to... You don't want to teach me further, fine, but at least I want to say over... I want to chazer it, basically.
Why did he
not a punishment. He moved away to this place where there's good wine and good food and hot springs and whatnot. He got fartifed in that. He was away from all of his friends. So you only learn Torah well by learning with your friends. And he was alone. And his wife argued that if your friends need you more than you need them, you're the bigger Talmud Chacham. If they need you, let them come to you. You don't have to go to them. And gradually over the years, he forgot. Yeah. Anyway. That's one way. Ben Yoyada says a different thing. We said that you can teach Rosh Etzrakim and the person, and we'll see what the person understands from that. Rabbi Yechon and Zakkai had previously taught Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch Rosh Etzrakim, the chapter headings. Now Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch wants to say over what he figured out based on that. Okay. Omoloi Emer. So Rabbi Yechon and Zakkai says, fine, go ahead, say. Miyad Yonan Ben Yechon ben Zakkai at Malach Amor. So Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai immediately got off the donkey, Venis Akif, and he wrapped himself up in his palace. V'yoshav ala Evan Tachas Azayis, and he sat down on a stone under an olive tree. Amaloi, so Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch asked him, Rebbe, Mifnei Ma Yerad to Malach Amor, what did you get off the donkey for? Amar, Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai says, Epshat Adorish, Ma'aseh Merkava, listen, you're going to be davening on Ma'aseh Merkava, Shechina Imanu, and the Shechina is with us. Malach HaSharis, Malach HaSharis, and Malach HaSharis are accompanying us. Bani Erkav HaChamor, I'm going to ride on a donkey, it's not for Kavadik. Why Daphne is sitting under an olive tree? So Ben Yoyada says, because an olive represents Chachma, the oil represents Chachma. Reb Levick has, in one of his notes on the Zohar, says it has a short commentary on this, where he says that something about the stone represents Yisoid, and the olive tree represents Malchus, some deep Kabbalah idea like that. Anyway. Miyad Pasuk Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch Ma'aseh Merkava. So Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch started davening in Ma'aseh Merkava. V'darash v'yoda esh min hashamayim v'sibva kalay lanas shabasada. A fire came down from Shemayim and surrounded all the trees in the field, or on the side here it says not v'sabava v'sichsecha, like it scorched, not scorched, but like it went in and out of the trees in the field. Pasuk kulan v'amr shira, and all the trees started saying shira in honor of the occasion. Ma'ashira amru hallelujah Hashem min ha'aretz taninim v'chol tahaymais. Eighth friend, the passing continues. Eighth tree, b'chol arazim, the fruit trees and all the cedar trees should all praise the Eibushet. So they're all singing in honor of the Gilui Shechina that was there. Hagoyes Habach says that the Yesh Omim that they sang Oz Yiranu Atzei Ayar, that then all the trees of the forest will sing anyway. Nana Malach Mina Esh, a Malach spoke up from the fire. V'omer Hein Ma'aseh Merkava. Indeed, this is the Ma'aseh Merkava. This is the real thing. Rabbi Yechon Ben Zakeh got up and kissed Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch on the head. V'Amar, he says, Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael, Shenatan Ben LaAvraham Avinu, blessed is Hashem who gave a son to Avraham Avinu, Sheyedei Lahovin V'Lachkor V'Lidush Ma'aseh Merkava, who knows how to understand and delve into and darshan in Ma'aseh Merkava. Why Avraham Avinu? One idea is Avraham Avinu, Marsha says, is the first one to delve into that there's one Eivishter and also into these secrets of Kabbalah. Avraham Avinu wrote Sefer Yetzirah, which is the first basic book of Kabbalah. So therefore, Rabbi Yechon Ben Zakeh is saying you have a worthy descendant who's continuing in that way. No, that's Rezi Alamalach. Sefer Yetzirah, it was written by Rabbi, yeah. And Rabbi Yechon continues, Yesh Noah Derdish V'Yesh Noah Mekayim. Sometimes you have somebody who darshans very nicely, but they don't fulfill it well. Noah Mekayim V'Yesh Noah Derdish. Or you have the other way around, somebody who does it exactly, but doesn't know how to darshan it. After Noah Derdish V'Noah Mekayim, you darshan nicely, and you also do it nicely. What's the Noah Mekayim? What's there to be Mekayim and Ma'aseh Merkava? One thing, Ben Yalyah, this means you're Mekayim the world. You're keeping the world going with this kind of thing. Ashrecha, Avraham Avinu, Shailoz Ben Aruch Yatsa Mechalotzecha. How happy you are, Avraham Avinu, that Allah Ben Aruch came out from you, is your descendant. Ushanemrad Varim Lifnei Rabbi Yeshua, the story continues. When this story was pulled over to Rabbi Yeshua, who is another one of Rabbi Yechon and Zakeh Talmidim, Hayahub Rabbi Yosi HaKohen Mahalcha Maderech, he and Rabbi Yosi HaKohen were traveling on the road. Actually, the Yerushalmi tells the story, it says instead of Rabbi Yeshua, it was Rabbi Shimon Ben Nisanil, another one of the Talmidim. Anyway, Amru, so they said in that case, Afanu Nidush Ma'aseh Merkava, let's not let Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch be the only one. We're also going to do it. Kines Sofrans, Havre Chachman, the competition among some of the Chachman increases there. Pasach Rabbi Yeshua v'Dorosh, so Rabbi Yeshua started darshaning. Now that day was in the middle of the summer, it was Tkufas Tammuz, which is normally, it's never cloudy and it never rains in Eretz Yisrael that time of year. But Niskashu Shamayim Ba'avim, the heavens were clouded up. They saw like something like a rainbow in the sky. Now, a lot of times we say that seeing a rainbow is not a good thing. The famous thing, there was never a rainbow seen in Rashbi's time. But we're going to learn, and when we get to Daftes Zayin, we're going to learn the first night of Yom Tov, that a rainbow is also a simon that the Shekhinah is there. Yechezkel describes in Ma'aseh Merkava, he describes when he saw Kamari Akeshes HaShiyah Ba'anam, like a rainbow that's in the clouds. That's why you're not supposed to look at the rainbow, because the Shekhinah is in it. So here, a rainbow appears as a sign that the Shekhinah is there. Well, not an exactly, that's the thing, not exactly a rainbow, because a real rainbow is not a good thing to see. This is like a rainbow. So the Malach HaShoros are all gathering around and coming to hear. Like people gather and then come to see. The Simchas Chasen V'Kala. And Mazmute means like the Simcha, the music, whatever, of a Chasen V'Kala. So Rabbi Yosi HaKohen afterwards went and told over Rabbi Yechon and Zakeh what happened. But Omar and Rabbi Yechon and Zakeh said on them, Ashreichem v'ashrei yeladchem. Happy are you, and happy are the mothers who gave birth to you. Ashrei eina shekach ro, and happy are my eyes that I saw that. What did I see? V'af ani v'atem b'chaloimi misubin hayinu al-Har Sinai. In my dream, I saw me and you together all sitting around the table by Har Sinai. V'nosna aleinu baskum in Hashemayim, and we heard a baskel coming out from Shemayim, saying, Alulatan, Alulatan, come up to here, like you're deserving of it. Trakling Golem Matsois Nois Mutsois Lachem. There's a great palace and nice bedspread set out for you. Asim Vitamidechim, Vitamidi Tamidechim, Mazumon Lakat Shlishit. You and your Tamidim and the Tamidim of your Tamidim are all invited to the third group. What do we mean the third group? There's a couple of different explanations. One of the vort brought, I think, from the Yerushalmi, that there's seven different groups of tzaddikim closer and closer to the Eibishter. You the Baskel is saying you guys deserve to be in the third group. A couple of other explanations. Also, one of them, Marsha says, since we're mentioning three groups, you, your Talmidim, and your Talmidim, then that's the three, you together make up three of the groups. So we said the whole story. We said we told how Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch said over, gave a drasha in Ma'aseh Merkava before Rabbi Yechon ben Zakeh. The question is that really so? V'hatanya, Rabbi Yosi ben Yehoda, Shloisha Hatzoyasin. In history, there were three. We know of three such Hatzoyas, three such speeches where Talmud said over Ma'aseh Merkava before his Rebbe. Rabbi Yeshua here to draw him from Rabbi Yechon ben Zakeh. Rabbi Akiva here to Lufnei Rabbi Yeshua, Chananya ben Chachinoi here to Lufnei Rabbi Akiva. So you have three sets of Rav and Talmud. Rabbi Yeshua in front of Rabbi Yosef Zakkai, Rabbi Akiva in front of Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Chanina ben Chachinoi in front of Rabbi Akiva. The Iler, Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch, like a Choshev. Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch is not listed. So what are you telling me, that he gave a whole drasha on Ma'aseh Merkava in front of Rabbi Yosef Zakkai? The answer is, we're only counting the ones who both, they gave such a drasha, and a drasha like that was given before them by one of their Talmidim. For example, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yeshua gave such a drasha in front of Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai, taking what Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai had taught him and expanding on it. Rabbi Akiva did the same thing in front of Rabbi Yeshua. So Rabbi Yeshua was both a giver of such a drasha and a receiver of it. Like a choshev, where somebody who gave such a drasha but they didn't give one in front of him is not counted. Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch gave the drasha in front of Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai. Nobody, we never find anybody giving a drasha on Ma'aseh Merkava before Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch. Therefore, he doesn't go into the list. I'm asked why. Okay, but Hanani ben Chachinai, we also don't find anybody ever, we don't find him ever being the audience for such a drasha. We find him giving it to the Rabbi Akiva. We don't find him, yeah. The answer is, okay, but somebody said the drasha before him. In other words, the idea is they're really Rashi and Tosfos have somewhat different explanations of what this means. Rashi says it means no, it's true. Nobody ever gave such a drasha in front of Rav Chanina ben Chachanai. We have to list him in order to complete the list. Basically, if we didn't mention that Rav Chanina ben Chachanai gave a drasha in front of Rabbi Akiva, then Rabbi Akiva wouldn't belong on the list. Necessarily, we have to say who gave the drasha in front of Rabbi Akiva in order to fill out the list. But you're right, Taka, nobody ever ended up giving one in front of Rabbi Chanina ben Chachinai. Tosfos has a whole discussion what exactly this means. Maybe the different possible ways of explaining it. Where do we mean that somebody gave to somebody? Does Rashi mean to say that somebody actually did give a drasha in front of Rabbi Chanina ben Chachinai? Who says? We never find such a thing. So Tosfos ends up saying that's what Rashi meant. That's what Rashi meant, that we only include Rabbi Chanina ben Chachinai in order to round out the list. The vote is, I think the Rishami says that you only had these three because after that already they weren't on the level to be teaching Ma'aseh Merkava anymore. That they taught this Talmud and the Talmud is able to give a drasha and be a chacham u'mevin midaita. He understands things that his Rebbe didn't even explicitly teach him. And so the Rebbe has the nachas ruach of hearing it from his Talmud and maybe even understanding new insights that he himself hadn't realized. But you only have these three links in the chain, and then that's it. After that, the chain was broken because already they're not on that level anymore. But that's the point is, the Gemara is saying, that's why we don't count Rebbe Elazar ben Aruch, because he's not one of the links in that chain. Yes, he gave in front of he gave one, but he never received one from one of his Talmud.
Isn't there an issue here that that's the first one? You don't know what he received from.
Of course he receives it from his Rebbe. We don't find, though, that specifically that he gave a drasha on it in front of his teachers. But of course, Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai learned it from his teachers. We learned in Sukkah that Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai knew everything there is to know in Torah. Dava Gadol, the Dava Katan, he knew the Dava Gadol, which is Ma'aseh Merkava, the Dava Katan. All of this he learned from his Rebbe, from Hillel and Shammai. We don't explicitly find him giving a drasha on it in front of Hillel and in front of Shammai, though. The explicit cases in history where we find that a Talmud gave a drasha is these three, this chain of three. Not sick, when he forgot his learning, well, we said because he went to Dium. So that's what Marashah says, that's the thing over here, that beforehand Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai had taught him the Roshei Perakim, the basic things, the Ma'aseh Merkava. Afterwards, after Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch underwent this whole experience where he forgot and then remembered again, Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai says, I don't think you're on the level to learn any more of it. And Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch says, at least let me tell over one thing that you learned. Marashah says another explanation also on that is Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch Taka hadn't learned it from Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai at all. He had learned it, I guess, from other Rebbeim. But he says, respectfully, let me say something that you taught me, because that's a respectful way for a Talmud to speak to his Rebbe, that you attribute what you know in Torah to him, even if you didn't actually learn it from him. He was Kamayan and Mitzgaber, like a spring that's always welling up.
When the cup was made, he was like the other five?
According to Abishol, yes. According to the two different, Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai himself says that Rabbi Elazar ben Hurkanus outweighs them all, and Abba Shol, I mean Bishmai, that Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch outweighs them all, yeah. I think we'll leave the Abba Nechnesu Lepardis for tomorrow. It's a deep concept in itself. Good night.